Right, on we go. Vincent, do you want to go next?
Okay.
Thank you. Kai-Tak.
Thank you, Chair. The Kai-Tak Harbourfront Development Task Force report is tabled as paper number 18. On the 18th of November, we have our 19th meeting. We have talked about three issues. One, about the multi-purpose sport complex at Kai-Tak. We discussed on the proposed master layout plan team would like to have a relaxation of the height restriction and the addition of a hotel development in the sports complex area. So seeking for a members' agreement on their submission to the town planning board. After much deliberation, the task force concluded that they did not object to the proposed increase in the building height or the proposed hotel development. However, without a detailed design or further technical assessment, members opined that it was premature to submit any planning application to the town planning board at this stage. The Homes Affairs Bureau was advised to take into account members' view and keep the task force informed of the progress of the project. The second item regarding the development of tourism nook on the tip of the Kai-Tak runway, also named as the Kai-Tak Fantasy. Chairman, the Energizing Kowloon East office briefed the task force on the proposed development requirement and land use mix of the tourism node following the winning scheme of the Kai-Tak Fantasy Design Idea Competition to formulate detailed requirements for the future land disposal of the tourism node. EKEO also launched a 10-week EOI exercise to solicit market ideas. Well, member during the meeting provided comments as stated in the report. I would not repeat that. EKEO responded that they would take into account members' comments when working out the detailed development approach for the tourism node in their upcoming consultancy study. Item 3 is related to a proposed comprehensive residential development with shop and service and eating place in a comprehensive development area 2 zone in Ma Tau Kok. Well, the proponent briefed member on the proposal of in Ma Tau Kok. The task force discussed and have no objection to the proposal, and the project proponent will submit planning application to the town planning board at a later stage. Chairman, that concludes my report for Kai-Tak Harbourfront Development Task Force.
Could I just ask you a question in connection with the multi-purpose sports centre? Just the statement at the beginning of the last paragraph, was the meeting as categoric as that? Sorry, I'm just asking, this is perhaps for Harbour Unit. The task force concluded they did not object to the proposed increase in the building height or the proposed hotel development. That's very specific, if I may say so, or categoric. I thought that the discussion was more general, that in principle the task force could agree to an increase in height and the hotel might be appropriate, but I don't remember it was as specific or categoric as that. Do you remember, Vincent?
Yes, Chairman, as far as I recall, during the meeting, well, member give opinion that, they find that, the applicant's submission to the town planning board at this stage is without a detailed design and a detailed study on the interface issue between that sports complex area with the adjoining area, were expressed. And also members expressed that, without a detailed study or the development mix of the sports center, they are worried that the sports center without activity will become a deserted place. Now, however, on the issue specifically requested for town planning board approval, that is the inclusion of hotel and the relaxation of building height, I remember that member did not have objection to that proposal for relaxing the building height and the inclusion of hotel, you know, as a general issue. But member expressed that, well, despite the non-objection of the relax of building height, the members worry that applying a height risk relaxation at this stage without actually having a detailed design may be a futile effort because, well, in future, that application may be have to be applied again if the final design is different from what has been applied. So the members therefore give this conclusion that despite that they do not object to the building height and the inclusion of a hotel, they find that current submission to the town planning board at this stage without any detailed design or analysis on the interface issue is premature.
Christine, I just wonder whether we might change the wording slightly to talk about relaxation and inclusion of a hotel, because this is very specific to the proposed increase and the proposed hotel.
Maybe
look at that. Okay. Thank you. Peter, thank you.
Well, if I can just make a comment in passing too. I sit on another committee, in fact, the Olympic Committee, and we've also talked to Home Affairs Department. They're trawling around at the moment and talking to an awful lot of people. That committee is chaired by Brian Stevenson because the Jockey Club have also been involved. This design proposal actually goes back to the year 2000. It's more than 15 years old. There's been an enormous amount of detailed work actually being put out to various consultants and so on. But there is a real vacuum in terms of urban design coordination. And what particularly worried me was that when Home Affairs Department came along, it was a very makeshift committee. The lady who headed it is only going to be there for another 3 months, so she tells me. The KPMG people who are doing the study have come from London, and they don't know Hong Kong, and a lot of the things we told them were kind of completely strange to them. So, I mean, I would certainly, again, agree with Vincent that I think we need to take a little bit of a back seat. But what worries me in particular on the urban design side is that this is a colossal area. It's built on decks. It's very complicated. There are roads underneath. We seem to sort of lack some underlying urban design and planning parameters here, really. You know, we talk about things like the Wembley Way, you know. I mean, this is an important way to integrate a big sports complex in a very prime location so that it's of real benefit to the city. Now we're talking also about making MTR access to a 50,000 person stadium sort of mandatory. We're trying to cut back on car parks, and yet there's very little work actually being done in terms of the interface between the station approaches and the what is actually an enormous amount of open space surrounding these very large structures, and the edge detail, particularly adjacent to the waterfront. So I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done there, really, okay, before we would be.
Thank you. Vincent, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I think I get what the meeting participant mean, and I also sense that there could be some worry in the interpretation of the sentence as it is put now. So, Chairman, I'm proposing that, well, to avoid anyone for just taking a sentence before the full stop, and omit what is what we have cautioned at the second sentence, I would propose that we make the sentence longer by stating that the task force concluded that, and include one word as despite, They did not object to the proposed increase in the building height or the proposed hotel development and changed it full stop to comma. However, without a detailed design or further technical assessment, member opines that it was premature to submit any planning application to the TPB at this stage. Full stop. So the full stop would only happen at the end of the second sentence. Okay?
That's good.
Okay. Or we can actually change the proposed increase to a proposed increase in the building height or a proposed hotel development.
I like that.
That's less specific.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Let's not draft by committee, though.
just another point in passing is that even the idea of putting a roof on the stadium, a flexible roof, would affect the height.
Yes.
So again, these things. We are.
Is HAB with us?
No.
Because this is not for the minutes, but I had a phone call from the team leader saying, what should we do? Which is somewhat worrying. So, following their presentation to us, so I'm going to meet with HAB and see what I can do.